following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Hey all, Dwight here with another Refuge Devo. You know, I was thinking about, you know, having religious experiences. We all love that closeness, that feeling of closeness with God. That time during worship when you feel like the Lord is just speaking to you and you're pouring out your heart to Him. And it can be very emotional. You might even tear up. You might raise your hands in joy. And it reminds me a little of the woman at the well, because Jesus says we must worship Him in spirit and in truth. And if we just go on the experiential side and we no longer take into account the truth side, we can be led into some weird stuff, because every religious organization in the world, there's an experience, a real experience. It might even be a spiritual experience, but it's not the spirit, the Holy Spirit, spirit experience. It might be very emotional, but it's emotion based on feeling. So what am I saying? I'm saying that, you know, we want to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. Our experiences need to line up with the Word of God. That is the basis for faith and practice. You know, there is a principle for faith and practice. If it's found in the Gospels, if it's practiced in the book of Acts, and if it's taught on in the epistles, it's good for faith and practice. So we look at, look at Acts chapter 2. A whole time full of emotion. The church was born that day. The Spirit was poured out. There was tongues of fire upon their head. People spoke in tongues. People from other languages heard and understood. Thousands came to believe in Jesus Christ that day. But then you look at the end of the chapter. What did they continue in? Well, Acts 2:42, it says they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine, in the breaking of bread, in prayers, and in fellowship. Guess what? Of those four, all four are found in the Gospels. They're practiced in the book of Acts, and they're taught on in the epistles. So they're good for faith and practice. Well, what about the other? All things that are good for faith and practice are found in the Bible, but they have to be based on the Word of God, not only emotion. Emotions come and go, but the Word of God stands forever, right? The grass fades and the flower withers, but the Word of God stands forever. So we build our faith, we build our walk, not on emotion, but on the Word of God. Now, you're saying, but Dwight, you know, I read through the Psalms and I can get very emotional. That's okay. That's good. God gave us emotions. Emotions are good. Following after the Lord is good. Having the deepest part of yourself in touch with the Lord is good. But we want to make sure that it's based on the Word of God, right? They continued steadfastly on the apostles' doctrine, in the breaking of bread, that's communion, in prayers, that's praying to God, and in fellowship. So we want to do all those things. So, you know, doctrine, that's just good teaching. It's just sound teaching. Communion is when we remember the Lord's death. We break the bread because His body was broken for us. And we drink the cup because His blood was shed for us. That's fact. It can be emotional because when we think of all that Christ did for us, when we think of all that God did for us, it can be very emotional. You know that movie, The Passion? I've never seen it. I've never seen that movie because I don't want to see in graphic detail what happened to my Lord because of my sin. But I do take communion. Because I want to remember. He commanded us to remember, to do this in remembrance of Him. You know, prayers, whereas reading God's Word is God speaking to us. Prayer is where we speak to God. We pour out our hearts when we ask for our daily bread, when we ask God to forgive us, when we ask God to help us forgive others. And fellowship, man, fellowship is where we get together with brothers and sisters and we fellowship in and around the Word of God, right? Not a Baldwin League, it's not a football league. Our fellowship is in Jesus Christ. So, hey, this has been Dwight with another Refuge Devo. Feel all the emotion of your Savior. Feel all the emotion of the sins washed away, but build on this firm foundation of the Word of God, right? My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus Christ and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. Not on emotions, because emotions change, but on, if you ask Jesus into your heart, then you're not saved because you feel saved. You're saved based on the Word of God. If you confess your sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That's based on the Word of God. Don't let your emotions rule over you and say, well, I don't feel saved today because I blew it. It's not true. You were born again by the Spirit of God. So walk in that. Have confidence in that because God's Word says that you are a new creature in Christ. So once again, this is Dwight with another Refuge Devo. Be well and be blessed in Jesus' name. Bye.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.
Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more. Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life begins. Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more.
No more.
Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day.